You are now listening to episode 120 of the Metaphysics Magic Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kathy Vivani, and hello, my beloveds. How are you guys doing today? I have definitely been feeling all of that holly jolly end of the year vibe, and I've had tons of fun. I mean, tons of fun, you guys, this month, and it's definitely what I manifested for my December 2023. And one of the most fun thing, like top on my list, has been my brand new course, Happily Ever After. Just talking about it gives me a huge smile on my face, and it just gets me so excited to help you guys live your happily ever after. And so many students have already joined this course, and they're getting the results. They're feeling the energy, they're feeling the vibe, and it is just so satisfying to see that, and it feels magical and blissful. So yeah, I will talk about Happily Ever After more later on. And today's topic is a story, biblical story, that is so powerful that I want to share with you guys. So let's talk about today's episode. I want to share with you one of my absolute favorite biblical story that has really inspired me many times in my life. I love inspiring stories. I think everyone loves stories, right? Because it's the easiest way to learn. It's the most fun way to learn things. And it goes into your subconscious mind very easily. So yeah, why would you not want to hear a good story that connects with the manifestation? So that's what I'm bringing for you guys. I have so many stories in my bucket that I want to tell you guys, but I will tell you one by one, episode by episode, instead of telling all the stories in one episode. I hope you guys loved my Sufi story. I think it was episode 118 where I talked about this one Sufi story where you can relate to how you can feel bliss in every situation of life, like how every single moment of life happens for your highest good and the importance of gratitude. So I really hope you guys enjoyed that episode. If not, go and listen to that story. It's another great story. So yeah, today I'm gonna share with you guys Daniel's Lion's Den story. It's a very powerful story. It shows the power of God, the power of source energy that resides inside of you. And it shows that no matter how awful things can get in your 3D reality, no matter how awful your life circumstances can get, there's always a way to manifest your desires, that your desires are inevitable and you can manifest them successfully and even effortlessly if you don't allow overcomplication and overthinking to take you over. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have heard the Lucky Girl song. In that she says, she says, just got out of the lion's den and feeling like myself again. I'm a lucky girl, I do lucky things, getting all my dreams, all good things come to me, flow through me. I'm a lucky girl, I do lucky things. I really love that song. So in that, you know, she mentions that she just has gotten out of the lion's den and she's finally feeling like herself again. So what does it mean to be in lion's den? And this story is going to tell you what it actually means and the entire deep meaning behind it. Okay, so let me share with you guys the story of Daniel in lion's den. So in the biblical story of Daniel, Daniel is a very pure, honest, hardworking man. He is the favorite of God. He's the favorite of the King Darius of Jerusalem. Like, everyone loves him, okay? He is literally the best, you name it, and he's best in that thing. So there are men around him who are very jealous of him, who just do not like Daniel and how great he is and how he is the favorite of the king. So these men, they try to make life really difficult for Daniel. They try to do anything they could do in their capacity to put the Daniel down and to really get him out of the king's court. So everyone is trying their absolute best to get Daniel out of the king's court. And the king, Darius of the Jerusalem, he loves Daniel. Like, he really loves. He's the favorite because he's so honest. He's so genuine. And he has worked so hard. So what do these men do? They come up with this really evil plot to get rid of Daniel. They all plan that, okay, Daniel, what Daniel loves the most. Daniel loves to pray. Daniel prays 3 times a day. And it's his favorite thing in life. He cannot go a day without praying. So they decided to target that thing, that habit he has of praying 3 times a day. So what they did is they try to boost the ego of King Darius by saying, like, oh, King Darius, you are the king. And why Daniel is praying to God, he should be praying only you, right? So they're just trying to, these jealous men, they're trying to manipulate and boost the ego of King Darius. And King Darius, he actually gets swayed into these peoples, and he comes up with this new law against praying towards the city. He makes a very firm decision that anyone who prays against his will, they will be punished. Okay, so that was like a really strict law. But Daniel, it's Daniel. He loves God. He loves to pray. So Daniel continues to pray regularly 3 times every single day. And these jealous men, they knew that, of course, Daniel is not going to stop. They go to the King Darius, and they start to put a formal complaint that Daniel is disobeying the law. Daniel is not following the law. Daniel is praying 3 times a day, even when the king has a law of punishment and everything. So the King Darius heard this about Daniel, and the king has already passed the law. He cannot back his words, right? He has to follow whatever he has created. So even though he loves Daniel, Daniel is a favorite one, he does not want to punish Daniel. He has to, because that's the law. Daniel has gone against the law. So now everyone is just pressuring the King Darius to punish Daniel. And there's like a lot of pressure all around. So King Darius is like, okay, now we have to punish Daniel. And we need to do what we need to do. Because at the end of the day, it was really true that Daniel indeed failed to obey the law of the kingdom. And it was only customary to punish any civilian who committed such crime. It was not even a crime, honestly. But so for the king, there was no option but to punish his favorite Daniel. So he was thrown into a den filled with hungry lions, like so hungry. And they put Daniel in that lion's den. And the opening of the cave was sealed with a huge stone that you cannot remove. Like, one person cannot alone remove that stone. So the King Darius was very worried about the Daniel. Once he put the Daniel in that hungry lion's den, King Darius was very worried. He was so worried that he could not sleep that night. So the second the morning comes, the king literally rushes to the den. And he calls out for Daniel, Daniel. And he could hear Daniel's voice. And king was in utter amazement. Like, how could he hear Daniel's voice? Like, Daniel sounds so healthy. Like, he should be dead, right? Like, he was in hungry lion's den, alone, with no support. How come he sounds so perfect and so healthy and so normal? So he just sees Daniel, and he's in the perfect condition as he was when he entered the den. So then Daniel explains to the king that how all these things happened and what all has happened. This is the most interesting part. Like, this is the part that I want to focus more on. And this relates to the manifestation, especially when everything in a 3D reality is an awful shit show, and how you can still successfully manifest no matter what goes on. This is the main part, you guys. So listen carefully, okay? So when Daniel entered the lion's den, he started to focus on the window, and he started to focus on God. He started to pray. He started to have faith that God will do something. And guess what? God actually sent an angel to put chucks over the lion's mouth, and they were not able to hurt him at all. And Daniel's energy was so powerful that he actually controlled and overpowered all the lions. And all the lions, they were so calm, and they were just following the command of Daniel. And as you can see in the picture that I've put in as a cover picture of this episode, you can see how Daniel, I think his hands are also trapped, so he cannot even move his hand, but he just prayed. And the energy, the mindset, the faith he had, it just brought all of the lions to their knees, and they're all just staring at him so calmly. And it seems like he's the one who's the boss, right? He's the one who is commanding these lions, not the other way around. And this is what, you know, the manifestation is like, you know, hungry lions. You can see those hungry lions as your undesired 3D circumstances that you do not like, that you really want to get rid of, but they're just so hungry, and you are trapped into this lion's den, and you feel so trapped, suffocated with this hungry lions. They want to eat you alive. They are hungry. They want to eat you alive. Your fears, your doubts, your past programming, all of those things, they're just like this hungry lions. They want to eat you alive. But if you're focusing on those lions, you're going to die. You're going to lose out. You're not going to make it alive. What Daniel did, he looked on the other side. He looked to the window. He looked to the light. He focused on God. He did not focus on the storm around him. He did not focus on the lion. He did not get scared. He looked to God. He prayed. He had faith. And that made him overpower all the lions. And that's the lesson, you know, that's the main lesson, that when you're trying to manifest, if you feel like 3D is a shit show, that everything is awful, that you feel kind of trapped, your fears are coming up, and honestly, when you are manifesting something big, something new, your old fears, like old programming, all those things will come to the surface. It's all about how you deal with them. It's all about how you can handle those things. And with the power of God, Daniel did that. Daniel did not depend on his own strength. Daniel depended on God's strength because he knew that God could do it, because he couldn't do anything with his own hands. His hands were trapped. He was just there with faith in God, and he made it out alive. He overpowered all the lions. And that's how you can do it as well. If you feel like any circumstances in your life, or any fear, any limitation, or anything that's holding you back, or that's trying to eat you alive, or that's trying to trap you, or trying to make you feel so suffocated, just know that you have the power to overcome that. That it has no power over you unless you choose to give your power away to it. Like Daniel, he could have easily given up. He could be like, oh my God, these lions, they are hungry. I'm going to be in this den. I couldn't do anything. He could have easily given up and he could have died. But he did not. He had faith in his God. He knew what resides in him. So, my love, you need to remember that you are one with God. You're one with that powerful source energy that can overcome anything so effortlessly and so easily. Like Daniel, he did not even have one scratch. He was just perfect, healthy, well, in just the best condition when he came out of the lion's den, right? So, if you want to make it out of, yourself come out of the lion's den in a perfect condition, you also need to have faith in the source energy, in God. You need to look to the God instead of the lions that are hungry, that are out there to get you. And once you have the God strength, you can look at those lions, you can look at your fears, because the more you run away from your fears, the more they are going to have power over you. So face your fears. The second you face your fears, you're going to literally feel so powerful. You're gonna see that you are the one holding the power, not your fears. And I have another story about this fear thing that I'm gonna share in probably the next or some other episode. But yeah, that story is also very, very interesting story about, you know, overcoming your fears and how facing your fears actually saves you. So Yeah. This is a story about Lion's Den and how Daniel actually made it out alive with the help of God, and how focused he was and where the focus was. So you need to get your perspective right. Instead of focusing on what you do not want, instead of scaring yourself even more with the undesirable circumstances, focus on God. Focus on the power that you have inside. I just saw 1515, angel number. That could be significant for some of you. So yeah, focus on that higher power and everything will be taken care of. You are taken care of. You are loved and God will protect you from everything, and you can overpower any circumstance. You are the one holding the power. You are the boss. So stop letting anything control you, because you are literally the one in control of your reality. You are the creator of your reality. So use that power wisely and constructively in your favor instead of using it against you. I'm going to give you guys one affirmation that will really help you if you're going through something, if you have to face some of the undesirable 3D circumstances, then this affirmation will help you. Just say to yourself that no matter what, my desire is inevitable. Gonna have it. It's guaranteed. It's mine. It's done. And just keep reminding yourself that it's guaranteed, that no matter what's going on right now, it's literally the past. Honestly, your 3D is just the old news. It's the reflection of your past thoughts, your old limiting beliefs, and all those things. It's not your present anymore. So let the dead be the dead and focus within. Connect to the higher power and let that energy overpower everything. Let that energy take over, and it will save you time and time again. And honestly, I wholeheartedly believe that every single being on this planet is meant to live their happily ever after. You know that best case scenario? You know those women who have it all, who have the love, the money, the looks, the dream body, the inner peace, the inner happiness. You can just see it on their face. You can see the glow on their face. And every being is meant to live their happily ever after if only they allow themselves to live up to it. Because most of the people, they self-sabotage, they have so many limited beliefs, they have so many fears, they have so many circumstances in their way that does not let them live their happily ever after. And it's really sad. And I hate seeing that. And that's why, my loves, I created my Happily Ever After course that helps you to have every single desire of yours satisfyingly met. Whether it's in your relationship, whether it's any manifestation, because I know that it's your divine birthright, like very basic divine birthright. Having ease and simplicity in your connections, in your life, is your very basic divine birthright. Instant manifestation of your heart's desires is your very basic divine birthright. You are meant to have it all, literally all of that. The success, the money, the love, the body, the peace, all of it at the same time. It's not like you are meant to live this half life where you either have money or either have a relationship, whether you either have love or just money. You get to have it all. And this course is all about having it all. It's all about manifesting any desire that you have. It's here to show you that manifesting is supposed to be easy and simple, because I see a lot of people, a lot of mentor and a lot of online content overcomplicating manifestation process, and it creates a lot of pressure and a lot of fear inside the mind of people. And I'm here to solve that problem. I'm really here to make things simple and easy. Like my students, they always tell me, like, Kathy, the way you teach, it is just so simple, so fun, and it just goes into the subconscious mind very easily. And that's why my students, they manifest things so fast, and the results they get blows my mind. And the faith they have inside of them, the confidence they get, the energy they feel when they join my courses, it is next level. So your divine purpose, your divine relationships, your divine wealth, your divine inner world, this course, it's literally here to show you everything, that everything is supposed to be easy and simple. This course is about your divine purpose. It's about your divine relationship. It's about your divine wealth. It's about your divine inner world. It's only the ego and the mind that likes to make things hard and overcomplicated and overwhelming. But it's honestly the old pattern that kind of glorifies the struggles and delays. But let me tell you, this course will teach you that things are supposed to be easy and instant. There's such deep wisdom inside this course that will liberate you, that will show you how easy manifestation is and how manifestation is actually instant. You will have so many realizations from this course that will blow your mind, and you will be like, oh my God, why didn't I know this earlier? Like, could have made my life so much more easier. So honestly, whatever you invest in this course, it's a lifelong investment in your liberation, in your confidence, in your having it all, manifestation, your dream life. So that's why I'm here to help you live your happily ever after in a divinely perfect way. So this course has 4 modules. It has in-depth modules, over 4 hours of pre-recorded videos, 86 pages of well-designed, beautiful, beautiful PDFs. Like, people are loving the PDFs because it's so beautiful, the designs, and you can see the hard work, the effort, the thoughtfulness I've put into this to make learning so much more easier, so much more fun for you guys. And it is so easy to digest. It is so practical to apply and to get results from. It's literally worth billions, and what I'm charging is nothing. And right now, it's literally on 50% off early bird discount. Like, you are so lucky if you are listening to this right now. There is 50% flat discount going on this initial phase of this new course launch. The course is still new. The more reviews I receive, the more, you know, the value of the course, the energy of the course starts to increase more and more, and then I skyrocket the prices. So if you want to get the course at the lowest price possible, this is the best time. You can join it right now. This course is perfect for you if you want to manifest your desired partner to live your happily ever after with. If you're already in a relationship, or if you're already married but you want to take things to the next level, if you want to bring that happily ever after energy into that connection, if you're ready to transform and love yourself, if you're ready to be in your full power like Daniel, if you want to be fully in that creator energy, this course is perfect for you. If you're ready to be a high value woman who is fully healed, regulated nervous system, and secure in a relationship, this is literally the best course. The benefits are endless. You will experience the inner glow up. People will look at you like, oh my God, who are you? Like, you've transformed so much from within and outside. You will get fun, practical practices to manifest any desire effortlessly and instantly. Your magnetism will increase to a whole new level. Like, you will be the most magnetic woman in every room you step into. You will become love itself. You will become the energy of love itself. And there are so many easy and practical tools to heal your trauma, childhood wounds, and triggers that comes up in a relationship. And also, the huge part of this course is knowing exactly what actions you need to take in order to manifest anything. Because I get asked a lot, like, Kathy, what do I need to do to manifest my big dreams? Like, what action should I take? People always feel confused on what to do, what not to do, what is inspired action, if you even have to take any actions or not. This module, this entire course will literally clarify that entire thing for you. So yeah, I'm going to leave a link below. You can read all the reviews, all the details. And if you feel called, you simply have to message me happily on Instagram, WhatsApp, wherever you are connected with me. And I would love to have you in. You get instant access with lifetime access in your email immediately. So I'm really excited. If you are ready to live your happily ever after, I would love to help you and support you energetically and practically in all the ways. So yeah, I will talk to you very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I love you guys so much, and I'm sending you tons of love and blessings. So yeah, I love you. Bye. Mwah.